ich sage, es ihnen wieder. Ich habe den Atlas studiert.
Kapitän, Sie müssen sofort umkehren. Wir sind schon viel zu tief in amerikanischem Territorium.
Hör mich nach.
この軍学者として、この船に乗っただけ。私の命令を取り立たす権限はない。我々の任務はアメリカ本土の重要なる国を一つを破壊することにある。アメリカはすでに6日前、真珠湾において我が帝国海軍が壊滅させ、艦長ロサンゼルスには攻撃するものはあるんですかね。いや、ハリウッドがあります。
ハリウッド？
ハリウッドかキャピテンにしてみんなんですランドスわかりましたか。
ハリウッドのど真ん中に一撃を与えても軍事的には何の価値もないが、しかしアメリカ人の戦闘意欲を喪失させる効果はある。Diese
Mannschaft geht Hollywood nie finden. Ich fürchte, sie werden auch nach Japan nicht zurückfinden.
Wir werden sehen.
国会長、ロサンゼルスに進路を取れ。予言停止。先行表現。何が発生したのか。何が起こったのか。
Schon? Man findet ihn raus.
Side effect you come from, boy.
Hey, we need
some more
coffee out here.
Coming right up.
Clean that place up right there!
What's your problem, kid? You got ants in your pants?
Oh, just kind of practicing some dance steps.
Dance steps?
Huh?
You got something to be dancing about, Bob?
I don't know. Maybe I should.
Maybe you do?
Yeah.
Well, there's a war out, pal. But I want to know why you're not in uniform. I want to know what you're doing dancing around tables. I want to know why you're not in the Army.
I just don't take orders from anybody.
Oh, a tough guy, huh?
You're okay? I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I don't know.
I'm really sorry. I'm terribly sorry for the
you got,
the
you got egg on you.
No, I'm sorry. I'm very
you got
sorry.
Egg on you. I hate eggs.
No, eggs are good for you.
Oh, I can't stand eggs. I hate eggs.
Look out, Wally!
Watch it! Look out, Wally!
He's an American, Satarsky. There's one thing we don't want is seeing Americans fighting Americans. I won't stand for that. Not here, not anywhere. All right, you foul up. We've had our chow. Move out. You okay, kid?
You're not going to tip my
Sarge. Oh, it's okay. I don't need your tip.
I think you do. Get rid of that shirt. It's in bad taste.
Come on, clean your clothes up like I told you.
I've been washing 10 years and saved me all night.
I don't give a damn job. It takes 20 years. Go ahead and clean it up like a culture.
You can't work tonight. Tonight's his big night. Tonight's the night of the jitterbug contest.
Jitterbug? Yeah, that reminds me. Get him cockroaches back there in that flower sack.
Pa, he can't work. He's got to dance.
Pop, did you really see him? Pop, stop doing anything. I'm trying to get that money. I got to get that suit.
The only way you get a suit, Steven, is get one. That's fast. Get out.
Easy go.
Oh, no. You think that's going to stop me? Nothing's going to stop me from being with Betty Douglas tonight.
Miss Fitzroy?
Yes, Betty?
Does this mean we won't be allowed to dance with civilians tonight?
That is correct. In fact, civilians will no longer be permitted in this here facility. The world is changing, girls, and we have to change right along with it.
Now, these men in uniform are just after one thing.
I don't want to hear any more talk about your precious morality. Morale. Now, that is what is important. Now, you are going to have to smile at men who you would never give a second glance to in peacetime.
Yes, Miss Fitzroy.
You are going to have to make polite conversation with men whose minds are in the gutter.
Yes, Miss Fitzroy.
And you are going to have to dance, and dance close, with men you might find repulsive.
Now that's all Reed Jack, one of our better boogie woogie suits, and very expensive.
Excuse me, what do you mean by that?
Nothing. It's just that I couldn't help noticing what you were wearing when you came in.
My good man, are you actually accusing me of not having enough dough to pay for the suit?
Shh.
I might as well leave this.
No, come back here, boy chick.
I have never
tried on the hat. It goes with the suit. You know what I mean?
It ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work.
Elsewhere in the news, it's been reported that two squadrons of Japanese planes flew over the city.
They bombed Pearl Harbor. Now they're going to come here.
Nothing more than a case of
thank you, but no thank you. I have changed my mind. I do not want it.
Means you change your mind. It's the
I'm sorry, thing. Sir. I am taking it off.
But you wanted a zoot.
I learned one thing today. I will never shop east of Beverly Hills. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
It ain't gonna work. It's not gonna work.
Why do I always have troubles on Christmas?
It ain't gonna work. It's not gonna work. It ain't gonna work. It's not gonna work.
Why can't I have a what?
Look at that! Things are falling for uniform.
Things? I don't want
the bay tonight. Come on, get out of here.
Everybody down. Everybody down. This is your turn. The water. Everybody down.
Squadrons of Japanese Zeros.
The Japs tried to bomb San Francisco last night. Two squadrons of Jap Zeros. I've been tracking them ever since. Lost them somewhere over Fresno.
Well, radio, that's not true about San Francisco. It was just a case of war nerves.
War nerves?
Yeah.
Who said war nerves?
I heard it on that radio there.
Radio's wrong.
Oh,
it's the only word to describe it. This isn't the state of California. This is a state of insanity.
General Stilwell, Colonel Grant suggests dispatching guard units to all the city reservoirs. Intelligence suspects that fifth colonists are going to pour poison into the water supply.
The G2 should pour knockout drops into the water supply. Maybe the people of the city would calm down and leave the war to the army.
Sir? Sir? The general. Captain Burkhead. General Stilwell is here.
You want to hear sirens? Oh! Oh, my sirens!
What are you doing? Oh. I'm not finished yet.
Oh. What? Sorry, Captain. Captain, what's your name again?
Burkhead. Loomis Burkhead.
Oh, sorry, Captain Burkhead. Wait, that's General Stilwell.
Wait!
I'm going to get my story!
Well, I was just giving it to you. I tell you, the boys. There are positive aspects and negative aspects about being a general's aide. I mean, the general couldn't have been a couple more minutes late now, could he?
Well, sir, it is wartime, and we all have to make sacrifices.
Here he comes!
We have a telegram from Colonel Maddox, sir.
Madman Maddox? What does he want?
Troops, sir.
Troops? That's a practice bombing range in Barstow. It's in the middle of the desert. What's he want troops for? Hey, get me that. That's an emergency. Troops, invasion imminent. Suspect hidden Jap airfield in Pomona alfalfa fields. Well, I blame myself. I put that lunatic out there.
Jesus H. Christ, boys. Is that the general's new secretary?
Oh, yes, sir. She came in from G2 this morning. Not bad, huh?
Not bad. She's a goddess, Du Bois. A goddamn goddess. That is Donna Stratton. I knew her back in Washington. She has got this thing for planes.
Oh, one of those real high-flying types, huh?
I've never seen anything like it. She's got planes on the brain.
Yeah, well, his brother had all those political connections in Georgia, so what could I do? Tell him to hold his position. I'll have to send somebody up there later. Where's Burkhead? He's supposed to have my lunch.
B-17.
No man has ever gotten to first base with her on the ground. But get her into a plane. She'll bat your balls right out of the park.
You can fly, sir?
Who said anything about flying? I just gotta get her into that plane. I'll fake the rest.
Oh,
Donna. Donna Stratton, after all this time, how long has it been?
Not long enough.
You're not still sore, are you, Donna?
Yes. In a number of places.
Same old Donna. Listen, I got a great idea. Why don't we get together to dinner tonight? We got a lot to talk about.
What you and I possibly have to talk about?
Airplanes. I seem to recall that you always had a very keen interest in aircraft. Now, take this B-17, for example. A woman like you is bound to appreciate a plane like the 17. After all, it's big. It's the biggest one here. You know what else? It's got a lot of range. You know what I mean by range, don't you? I mean, it can stay up for a long time. A very long time. And it's built firm and solid. Because it has to be. Because of its tremendous forward thrust. And when this baby delivers its payload, devastating.
Oh, Captain, let's get something straight.
Please do.
I don't like you. I don't like the way you act, and I especially don't like your immature sexual innuendo.
Donna, I was just
the B-17 happens to be the most valuable strategic air bomber in the United States.
I went to flight
Army
school.
Air
we were taught to secure these things.
I didn't know you went to flight school.
Well, actually, I only logged a couple hours in a little Beechcraft trainer before I got kicked out upstairs to become the general's aide.
But can you fly the B-17? Can you fly the B-25?
Oh, plane's a plane.
Can you fly the 24
got a propeller,
Liberator?
Four wings.
Can you fly the 38 Lightning?
Hey, you can fly one, you can fly them all.
Sure, I can fly the 17.
Oh, I'm sorry, Captain. I didn't realize you had a serious interest in strategic bombers.
Donna, my interest is very strategic. How would you like me to show you the cockpit?
First, let me say the possibility of the Japs bombing us is at best remote. However, we're installing anti-aircraft batteries all over town. In addition, we have a vast network of civil defense volunteer aircraft spotters keeping a constant vigil. They report their sightings directly to Interceptor Command Headquarters. In the event of a sighting that cannot be immediately identified by headquarters, we go to a condition yellow as a precaution. The aircraft maintains its position, attempts to identify it fail, we go to a condition blue. The situation persists, we cannot establish radio contact, we go to a red alert. During a red alert, air raid sirens will sound, all lights must be turned out, searchlights will scan the skies for enemy aircraft, gun crews will be at ready. I hope.
Energize! Engage! Ignition!
Are we cleared for takeoff?
B-15, 271, clear for takeoff on runway 18, winds from the southwest. Want the stick?
Give it to me.
Right, yeah.
We are rolling. We're rolling down that runway faster. Faster.
I don't feel any thrust.
Oh, don't worry. You will. All right. Max power. We're past the point of rejection. All right, get your nose up. Hold back on that stick.
Oh, very good. Landing gear up. And now we're leveling off at 20,000 feet. 20,000 feet. Turn the wheel to the right.
Good. We're at 20,000 feet.
Nothing. It was a little turbulence. We hit an air pocket. Nothing to worry about.
Objectives in sight. We peer down the bomb site.
We're on target.
We open the bomb bay doors.
We are getting closer and closer. We are approaching target. We are almost there.
Here we go, Donna.
Here we go. Bombs away.
Who's playing the cockpit, goddammit?
Mission scrubbed.
Oh, Donna.
Sorry to have to bail out, Loomis, but it just won't work on the ground. I tried it in the simulator once, and it was no good there either. We've got to be airborne.
But Donna, listen, we'll try another way, a different flight plan. We are dive-bombing Tokyo. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-bow! Ba-da-ba-bow!
I'd like to say one final word about bombs. The eventuality of an air raid on this city is highly unlikely.
Oh, Donna, you can't do this to me. You don't know what I've been through today.
Loomis, my father was a drill sergeant in the Marine Corps, and he taught me how to defend myself. Now leave me alone.
Donna, please.
I can assure you, there will be no bombs dropped here.
He'll kill you.
Oh, I paid my debt to society. Look, your father has himself a brand new auto, a new garage.
Did the fire insurance pay for all this? My dad says it can't possibly cover what he's going to do to you if he ever sees you again.
Oh, I just had to come by for a sec and show you the new set of drapes I picked up for the dance this evening. And look at this. A reed pleat, a stuffed cuff, and a reed sleeve. Pretty snazzy, huh?
I have to talk to you. Would you listen to me, Molly?
You can forget about the dance. They won't let you near the place dressed like that.
The USO Club now, for servicemen only.
And we're hostesses.
What do you mean, hostesses? Is that like a waitress or something?
It means we can only dance with servicemen.
Real men.
What do you mean? You join some screwy organization that tells you who you can and can't dance with?
You're talking about the USO!
Where does that leave us, Betty? Look, I know you don't owe me anything. But I've been looking forward to this night for a long, long time. What am I supposed to do?
Get a uniform.
This is my uniform.
I'm an American, too, and there's a lot of things I have to do. I have to do my part, Wally. Look, there's a lot of lonely servicemen out there, and I don't want to see them stuck on some German
bayonet.
Do you want to go with me tonight, yes or no?
Yes.
Betty, think about those guys, Betty.
I mean, no. I mean, yes.
The hairy chest and the hairy arms and the...
I don't know! I don't know! You're getting me confused. I'm just confused!
Okay. Wait.
Look, I'll meet you in front of the dance hall at 8 o'clock. If they won't let me in, well, we can go see a movie or something. Okay?
There's that new Walt Disney cartoon playing around. Dumbo!
Oh, my God. Here comes my father. And he's got a gun! Quick, Polly, go out the garage door. I'll stall him.
Come on! Oh! Hello! Oh, come on!
Dad!
Hi.
Dad, I'd like you to meet my friend.
Hi.
Dad, I joined the USO.
Yes, I know. You told me, dear. We were all going to do
that. Get ready now! Shit, I didn't hear any gunshots. He must have got away.
What's that, Russ?
That's my hat.
Gus, wait till he step on it.
That's my brand new hat.
run. I'm over with sticks and stuff. And that's when the Japs think I'm still falling.
God, Lexi, I'm going to kill you. Wait till I get out of here. I'm going to murder you.
You said you're hungry.
I'm still falling.
Poor Douglas.
Whoa, look at what we're getting.
I will not have guns in this house.
Excuse us, ma'am. Hello? Sorry, ma'am. A gun kind of got away in us, Sarah. All right, move it back. Come on. Sure, come on. Move it out. Back it out, you foul ups.
Let's go, Reese. Move it out. Easy now. Come on, Foley. Get in here and push. Corporal Satarsky, get on that wheel now. Come on. All right, Satarsky, lock it up. Ow. Watch your temple. Headshot. Foley, Satarsky, Reese. Let's go. Fall in on the double. Let's go.
Sir, Sergeant Frank III, United States Army, 10th Armored Division.
Mr. Ward Herbert Douglas, 1313 Pelican Way. The Coast Artillery Command has determined your property to be strategically advantageous for the installation of an enemy aircraft defense battery.
What?
We want to put this 40-millimeter anti-aircraft gun in your yard, sir.
Joan, they want to put this gun in our yard.
No, absolutely not. I refuse to let you bring the war to my own front yard. No.
Joan, dearest, that's the point, isn't it? I mean, whose front yard is this? Is it Tojo's front yard? Is it Hirohito's front yard? No, it's my front yard. It was bought and paid for in the free marketplace. I am going to defend it.
Enjoy the security of defense. I'm a block for you.
I'm not going to run around like Angelo Scioli with a whistle and a flashlight, hollering lights out.
Calma. After the war, I'll turn it back to a car. Right now, it's a tank for the civil defense.
Angelo. You promised me a lawn chair on the beach in front of Ward's house with binoculars.
That was original. You still got a chair. You still got binoculars. Only now, you're on top of the Ferris wheel in the amusement park.
No, you don't understand. I've got a little problem. I'm afraid of heights. Yeah, can't look down from high up.
What do you call it, hydrophobia?
Agoraphobia.
No problem, won't bother you. You never look down. You just look up. You sit on top of the Ferris wheel with your binoculars, spotting aircraft, and you never look down. Up.
Who's with me?
Oh, I got a wonderful guy. Very sympathetic.
Good man.
Calm, cool, collected, balanced.
He knows all about heights. He's an expert.
This person is an expert about everything. Calm, carissima.
That's not defense, Joan. This is defense.
Ward Douglas, I have to talk.
Sir, ma'am, please, let's not fight. There's one thing I can't stand. It's seeing Americans fighting Americans.
If you let them keep that gun in our yard, our home, target.
Joan, we're all targets in this war. At least we will be able to shoot back.
Okay, now how do I work this thing, Sergeant? Well, you shouldn't actually touch it. There will be a gunnery crew here on Monday to actually man the ordnance.
Monday?
Yes, sir.
But
a light?
Remember, I saw him first.
I will not allow you to bring the war into my own front yard.
Joan.
Hello.
Tarski! Put your gold brick and one in that garage and find a cement block and stabilize that ordnance.
Yes, sir.
On the devil now.
Yes, sir.
You heard your boss. Put me down.
Anything you say, Val.
Come on, get the lead up.
Yes, move, sir. Move.
Sergeant, there's no way this gun can go off by itself, is there?
Well, sir, actually, I'm a motor pool maintenance sergeant. I don't know too much about the gunnery stuff. However, I can tell you, this materiel is a 40-millimeter automatic gun effective against low-flying aerial targets. The gun will displace a 1.96-pound high explosive or armor.
Count to 10. 1, 2...
Sergeant. Now, how can we make sure that the gun doesn't go off?
Well, as you can see, sir, the upper part of the gun carriage is capable of a full 360-degree traverse with a maximum barrel elevation of 90 degrees.
This is a cement block.
Projectile at 2,960 feet per second.
Don't they teach you manners in the Army?
You're right. I'm sorry. I'm Corporal Chuck Zatarsky, United States Army.
But, my good friends call me Stretch. How are you? Oh, look, I'm sorry I dropped you in that hole. Listen, you got a little thing in you. Look, I tell you what. If it makes you feel any better, why don't you just haul off and slug me? No, I mean it. Go ahead, plant one right here on my kisser.
I don't
Come on, plant one on
my kisser. I don't want to hit you.
Come on.
Okay.
You shouldn't touch the ordnance at all. But more specifically, you should never pull this hand operating lever to the rear.
Never.
Do not push a clip of ammunition down into the feed rollers here.
You would never put the ammunition in.
No, sir, never. You never restore this lever to firing position. Do not make sure that this cover is completely closed. Never. Depress operator's foot triggers here, here, and at the rear here.
Never.
If an ordinary Joe like me went to one of those fancy USO dances, you know, and he saw an awful pretty girl like you, and I don't know, and he wanted to ask her to dance, you think maybe she'd say,
Yes?
Yeah.
Betty, don't listen to that jerk! You! You! You!
You!
You have a really serious wardrobe problem, kid.
In front of the crystal ballroom. I'll meet you there.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't.
Sergeant Wolfman, Squadron Sanders and I. Squadron Sanders, come my altitude. Sergeant, each of you shall die. Squad, come on, Squadron. 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 Come
Captain Frey Schmidt, アメリカ本土を攻撃するまでは断じて日本へは戻らん。補給所。はい。上陸班を編成してハリウッドの現在地を確認しろ。はい。事前万全に控えている。ヘマ werden entdeckt。私の部下はいずれも侍と忍者の子孫だ。捕まるようなヘマはせん。
ハリウッドか。千葉。
ちゃんとまともにやってくよ。東のつもりでな。はい。来い。なんか。ハリウッドか。そうです。ハリウッドです。間違いないな。パインウッド。皆さん。チーズ。オッケー。When I get the house.
Never had one that would fit me, yes, sir. Father beat us. I could jump them right at one, and I can do it. Yes, I got one. That's a bad one in the bus. And a good rider, Diesel. But what the hell? Hell, I'll be doggone. Where'd you little bastards come from? Thought you could hide more holly, didn't you? Doggone. You get smaller every year. Oh, shoot. Fire, fire, fire! Sure, that will do. First, I'm going to have to try that again. Oh, Jesus, Palomita, walk a tree.
Look at that.
Ain't getting doodly shit out of me except maybe my name, rank, and social security number. Wood. Hollis P. Lumberjack. Social Security 106-432185.
Where Hollywood?
Right here.
What?
You're looking at him.
Who?
Hollis Wood?
Where?
I'm right here. Shoot, can't you understand plain English?
Hollywood?
Huh?
Where?
Here!
Look. Hardywood. Nos sos.
Oh, you want me to tell you where Hollywood is? Well, shoot, that's easy. Hollywood is right.
Oh, no, you don't. You thought you was going to get me to show you where Hollywood was, didn't you? Tried to sneak up on me like you did Pearl Harbor. Bet you're going to bomb John Wayne's house, ain't you?
John Wayne?
I knew it. I ain't going to tell you one stinking thing. Why, you can torture me, do anything that you want to. Jesus, pal, I mean, a Nazi! I knew it! You're all in cahoots! Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Heidi Kraut. I fought your kind in the Great War, and we kicked the living shit out of you. Over there. Send the word over there that the Yanks are coming.
Du hast die prisoner, Spahn!
Hey! What did you go tearing up my radio for? What's the big idea?
She took his own shot.
All right, go ahead and search me if you want him. One genuine American jackrabbit foot.
Get you out with tonight.
One authentic early American Harry Carey knife.
Pass it around, boys. Maybe somebody's got a use for it. One 10-cent box of delicious, nutritious, caramel-coated popper jacks. Doggone it, this is my stuff.
Diese Verrücktheit muss aufhören, Kapitän!
Marie!
Sie lachen! Sie lachen! Das ist nicht komisch, wissen Sie?
Endlich, Herr Kompass. Jetzt können wir nach Japan zurückkehren.
Kümmern Sie sich um die Tränen.
Ha!
Kurde der Hollywood und Ikerso.
Let's see you try and find Hollywood now, you scrawny little...
Hey, boy, watch out now.
Oh, boy, Rhyme!
Be okay. I don't know, Angelo. I just don't know. What if my nose bleeds?
Suzanne, get you.
Boy. A Ferris wheel. I love Ferris wheels. Hey, do we get to ride this all night?
Just to the end of the show.
Hey, wait a minute. We don't have to pay for this, do we? Just remember, we're working for the government now.
Don't worry, Herb. You don't pay for nothing.
Is that where you turn it on? Hey, I always wanted to work one of these babies.
Warning. Do not turn on switch.
Ow! Hey!
Don't touch that. These are the master control switches. You fool around with them, you turn on a whole amusement park.
I love Ferris wheels.
Relax, Claude. Everything's going to be all right. Here's what you got to do. If you hear or see any airplanes, you pick up the phone. You yell, Army Flash. You got a direct line to the interceptor command. Then you tell them exactly what you saw and where. Here.
You know my problem with heights. I don't want to be stuck up there with him. Jesus Christ, Angelo. They gave him a gun.
That's all right. He got a license. He's an expert shot. Now, don't worry about nothing. Fight it just.
But
to know, Mr. Lee.
Ow!
Now, don't worry about nothing.
Hey.
I think you both be compatible. If not, I'll get you replaced. Now, just sit down, Lord. Remember, you're both very vital to civil defense.
Safety bar? We don't need no safety bar. What happens if we have to jump?
You keep the safety bar locked at all times. And remember, don't act that pervy like you did last summer. No standing up and no rocking.
You mean this thing rocks?
Whoa! Whoa!
Don't worry, Ty. You're perfectly safe. Like a babe in his mother's arms. Well, you got nothing to worry about. You know, I once flew around in one of these things 180 degrees and I didn't get hurt. No, sir, buddy boy, there's no way you can get killed in one of these things unless you really try. Like this one guy I knew, he committed suicide. He just stood right up and did a swan dive straight down.
Sit down, please.
Just stay seated, please.
Don't look down, Claude. You'll be all right. Up, up, up. I'll be back to pick you up after your shift. Ciao.
Hey, this grapefruit's rotten. I'm going to throw it away. Is it all right with you if I throw it away? All right, I'm going to throw it away. Here it goes. It's going. It's going. It's going. It's going. Going. It's going. It's going. Oh, too bad I forgot to time it. If I timed it, I would have known how long it would have took for it to hit the ground, because I know that objects fall at exactly 32 feet per second.
Would you just shut up about heights? I don't want to hear another word about heights.
Boy, I sure hope the wind starts...
Just shut up!
Now, don't say another word.
Scared of heights, huh? Me too.
どうもうまくいきません。
ダメですね。
ダメです。
そんなことでやってても治りやせん。あのアメリカ人の磁石を何としても手に入れるんだ。先行、全身微速。
You ain't getting shit out of me. I've been constipated all week and there ain't a damn thing you can do about it.
That's right.
Diesen Kerl müssen wir schärfer anpacken.
人間すべからく密対することが肝心だ。戦争も同じだ。
Now wait a minute, General. I'm doing the best I can. I gotta tell these guys that I gotta have a little bit more privacy. How in the hell do you expect a guy to take a bowel movement with a bunch of buffalo rifles pointing at him? I've problems just pissing in a public restroom.
みんな外へ出ろ。一人にしてやれ。
Und jetzt weiter scheißen.
Das ist ein Befehl.
詳しい仕事とは言えんな。
gut angesetzt.
Trotzdem, der Hahn will nicht so viel hören.
Das ist mein Onkel, oder Leute?
Get away!
Hey, was ist los?
God bless America!
Hey, die Gefangenen!
Let go of my foot, you bird! I hate you!
Try to get you!
Which way is the damn beach? Oh, shit!
Dumbo. Sure to be able to get my mind off things for a while. Come on, I don't want to miss Dumbo.
General Stillwell, sir! An urgent message from Barstow!
Colonel Maddox, son. Here they're worried about an invasion. Rice.
Yeah, I told Maddox to hold his position. Burke, I see what he wants.
I'm sorry, sir. My orders to give these directly to you.
First, heat column, invasion imminent. Murder is parachuting in from the skies. Son of these Jap murders are Krupp murders.
The colonel didn't specify, sir.
You've seen these murders, son?
No, sir, but Colonel Maddox has seen lights in the hills after dark. This leads the colonel to believe they're being dropped in at night, sir.
You know, son, Colonel Maddox is mad.
He is?
Getting that old sinking feeling.
Excuse me, General. Since it's a bombing range, don't you think Colonel Maddox would have some planes there, sir? Some airplanes.
Yeah, well, he might have a few planes there. So what?
Well, I seem to recall a huge stockpile of bombs, sir.
I'm missing the movie.
But considering Maddox's state of mind, sir, there's no telling what he might do. I thought it might be wise if I would take a John out there and see if I can't appease the girl. The colonel, sir, with your permission, of course.
All right, let's take my car. Go out there and keep that maniac at bay. And don't let him get his hands on an airplane.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, sir, but I'm going to take a rain check on the movie. I've got a splitting headache.
Hey, sorry about your headache. Can I call a car for you?
Oh, no, sir, that won't be necessary. I think I can persuade Captain Burkhead to give me...
I might take it.
Loomis, use your head. Everybody knows you flunked out of flight school.
Trust me, it'll never get that far.
We don't paint the windows. These lights will shine over the water 30, 40 miles.
You know, we could get new curtains. I wouldn't mind that. That nice soldier who was wearing that nice uniform, he said we could get blackout curtains at Sears Roebuck. I wouldn't mind redoing this whole room. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't mind, well, since Mama died, I wouldn't mind redoing the whole house, you know, knock down a few walls. And what do you think?
Somebody should do something.
See, Douglas, will you please take your gas mask off? You know that is no way to eat your soup!
He likes it that way. No lima beans can get through.
Lord. Dad,
please.
Macy.
Betty, just a minute, please.
Look at you.
Come into the living room. Let's have a little talk.
Do this again.
We've never really had a talk, have we, Betty? A father-daughter kind of a talk. Betty, you know, I'm too old to be in this war. The boys, Macy, the others, they're too young. It's up to you. I don't know what they've told you down at the USO, but you're going to be meeting a lot of strange Men. Men in uniform. Boys, long way from home. Lonely, desperate. They really have one thing on their minds. Show them a good time.
All right, you lovers. You quit getting all dolled up. We're not going to any dance.
What?
We've just been posted on combat readiness.
Combat readiness?
We got to play wet nurse to Lulabelle tonight.
Combat readiness? Sarge, this is Hollywood.
Oh, it's Hollywood. Is it Foley? Well, I guess I didn't tell you guys. Lana Turner's going to be coming by to keep us all company tonight. Where's Sikorsky? That gold brick!
He went to give all the Remus ass! Hey, Sikorsky, you people!
What that bunk right there by the door? I don't want none of them now Asian enemy sneaking up on me while I'm in here asleep. My name is Ogden Johnson Jones. Now, I ain't gonna enjoy it here, but I got orders to say I'm supposed to be here. And orders is orders. Is anybody in here that don't like it?
Reese, give me a jar of that white stencil paint.
Now, now, Ogden. I know you're gonna like it here. Now, there's a few rules you gotta abide by. For example, if you will notice down here, sir, you'll notice this white line, which is the Mason-Dixon line. Now, that is the north, and this is the south.
Now, don't ever cross over there.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm from Tennessee, and I'm going home to visit my relatives.
Well, that's always nice, but this is Mississippi. Don't ever cross there.
Yeah, well, I want to pick magnolia flowers.
Oh, magnolias, you say? We'll never cross them with a Mexican border. You wouldn't dare cross the Mexican border.
Oh, lie and a CCC to you.
Ah, I lose. White flag, I surrender. Bye-bye.
It never fails, you know, those guys are ready.
They won't let nobody in without no uniform.
See Betty in there?
China said we've only been here like 10 minutes.
Supposed to be the Admiral of the Hollywood Navy?
I'm looking for somebody.
I'm looking for a size 10 up here.
Wally, it's time to go throw some cheap gossip for
this.
Oh,
no.
Hi.
Hi.
You know what?
What?
We got a lot of balls coming here tonight. You know why?
Why?
Because when I get through with you, you ain't gonna have none left.
It's a dude, Wally.
Listen, I'll tell you what. Since I'm obviously interrupting something important, it's all yours.
Smell something burning.
Yeah, yeah, it smells like garbage.
Would
you excuse us, please, sir?
Betty, I want to apologize for this afternoon.
Why? We have
sorry,
nothing
sir.
To talk about
sir,
right now.
I'm sorry we're late for the dance.
Betty, I can explain. Don't go in there with him. I know him. I know what he's like.
Miss Douglas?
Allow me.
Down by the Ohio, I've got the cutest, sweetest old Mayo. He's just a country boy.
Chuck, Wally's in the middle of the street.
But he
what?
Hey, hey, you want to dance?
No.
You want to dance?
No.
Look, you and
Wally.
Dennis, what the hell
are you doing? That guy's a killer.
What the hell you got on here?
uniforms. They work like a son of a bitch.
Hi, Janice.
I don't believe it. You mean you joined up? Oh. Wally, Western costume, just $2.
Did you hear everything, Betty?
I'm not.
Give
there.
Me a cup of Coke.
Cup of Coke? No, really not.
A couple of donuts, too, all right?
You devil. How about a deviled egg?
Oh, no. I hate eggs.
Grandmother made them.
Excuse me.
What do you mean,
Betty?
Would you care?
My
grandmother made them.
Listen, that is my port of entry. Believe me. Walk away. Just walk away. I'm walking away. Your donut, Betty? I'll get it. Say, babe, want to cut a rug with me? Huh? Maybe have a little,
pick me up?
We could, maybe later. Betty, I think it's getting a little bit crowded around here. Why don't we go and dance?
That's the man for me.
I'd get so on my own. He is the only one.
よし、その波長に合わせておけ。
はい。
電波を追ってロサンゼルスに向かい、攻撃目標を探す。
It sure is dark out here, huh? You look out the windows, you can't see a thing. This is just like flying at night.
It's sure a hell of a lot safer than flying at night. In fact, if I didn't know better, I would swear we were flying. This car feels just like an airplane, huh? Hey, what does this feel like? What does this feel like?
Forward thrust?
Donna, doesn't it feel like forward thrust? Huh?
You're such a child.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. You get me up in an airplane. Then we'll talk about forward thrust.
What's your real name, Sal?
Raul.
I knew it.
Lipschitz.
Just wait till I get back to Ohio. You may think you've seen lovers on the screen. That's just every ordinary fight that I mean. Those heartbreakers haven't a chance. Smart name down by the old Ohio. That's where I found him. I got the cutest Ohio.
Come on,
you'll never drink in here again, you drunk son of a bitch. Everybody,
oh, get drunk.
Talent scout. All right. Well, why don't you tell them about first prize, huh?
First prize is a 7-year contract at RKO Pictures.
7 years? Did you hear that?
Come on, Betty. I called us a cat. Let's get out of here so these slobs can't bother us.
You want to dance with me? Look on me, Lizzo. I'll dance with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to calm down with me on this momentous, tremendous, absolutely pretty important occasion.
We can't go yet,
you what?
Give me a break, will ya? Hey!
What a dancer!
bitch I'm looking.
Would you just relax? Donna,
Luna.
I'll be right back.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home?
Identify yourself.
Captain Loomis, Burkhead, United States Army.
Burkhead? What kind of stupid name is that?
Just stand right there. Winoski.
A little tall for a Jap, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, but those Japs are stinky bastards, sir. You never know.
You're right. Take him stilts.
Stilts, sir?
Do it.
Yo.
Ow! Oh!
Son of a bitch!
Oh, thank God, Captain.
Thank God you got through.
My troops. Where are my troops? Stillwell promised me troops.
Yes, sir. You see, well, we're a little short-handed, sir, and Stillwell's trying to hold L.A.
Stillwell? L.A.?
Yes.
Oh, my God, does he realize how desperate my situation is here? Oh, they're parachuting murderers into these hills. And now I'm getting reports of secret airstrips hidden away in the alfalfa fields of Pomona.
Colonel, you don't have any bombers here, do you, sir?
Bombers? If I had bombers, son, I'd be bombing the hell out of them right now.
No, please.
Boy, am I in trouble now.
Hell, son, the only plane I got around here is that old shit on a single trainer sitting right over there.
It's fine. It's fine. Let's go.
Sir. I happen to have a reconnaissance expert from our intelligence office in Washington with us in the car, and with your permission, sir, we'd like to take that trainer and try to spot that enemy airfield.
Well, son, that plane doesn't have any guns on it. You're talking suicide.
I have no other choice.
Ladies and gentlemen, everywhere I look, soldiers are fighting sailors, sailors are fighting marines. Directly in front of me, I see a flying blonde floozy. Everywhere I look, everywhere, pure pandemonium, pandemonium.
Come on, do your head, get back, go run, rabbit, get the zombie.
Don't
mind me,
you
might have.
Huh?
You hear that radio over there?
Take
your head,
please. Our boys are fighting each other down there.
Stop,
baby. One thing I can't stand is American.
Americans fighting Americans.
Jones!
Yes, sir.
You want to fight in this man's army?
Yes, sir. I want to fight in this unit.
Gentlemen, draw your Webgarian weapons and prepare to mount up immediately on the double. Let's go!
Jones, port hatch.
Put the port hatch on! The back door on, Dad!
Bully. Fuel pumps, prime one.
Fuel pumps, prime one.
And two.
And two.
Fuel pumps, prime.
Magnetos, spark one.
Magnetos, spark one.
And two.
And two.
All right, boost the starter up.
Parking brake released. Flaps up. Trim set. We're ready. Radio on. Jesus Christ!
What?
This thing hasn't got a radio!
Colonel! This thing hasn't got a radio!
What radio?
It hasn't got a radio! I gotta let Interceptor Command know I'm up there! I don't want to get my ass shot off!
Hell, son! You can't call Interceptor Command! That plane doesn't have a radio!
I know it doesn't have a radio!
I know! It doesn't have a radio, but I got a telephone! Don't worry! I'll call them for you!
We got a telephone. Okay.
Soldiers and sailors.
And zoot suiters.
Zoot suiters?
Yes, sir.
That sounds to me like a matter for the police. Police, short patrol, MPs. Let them handle the riots, I'll handle the Japanese. That's all, sir. Yes, sir.
And I just laughed till I thought I'd die. But I'll be done seen by heaven.
Well, wait, I can't see the screen. Down in front, you, down. Oh, relax, watch the movie.
But I'll be done seeing about everything when I see an elephant.
Sir, hold your fire. Pass it on.
Hold your fire. Pass it on.
Hold your fire. Pass it on.
Hold your fire. Hold your fire.
I like it. Wake up. Come on. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
form of lunatic is that?
What kind of lunatic runs this place?
Come on!
Yo!
Wake up, moron! Wake up!
Not now, Winoski, you stupid soda jerk!
Come on!
He's on the level, sir!
Identify yourself!
Captain Wild Bill Kelso, United States Army Air Corps. Where the hell am I? Barstow, where are you coming from?
San Francisco. I'm tracking a jet squadron for a day and a half. I lost him somewhere over Fresno.
I'm from Moline, Illinois.
Tough shit. You see any Japs around here?
Oh, hell, son, they're all over the place. They got a secret air base down in Pomona. That's where they're all coming from.
Pomona. Which way is Pomona?
That way, toward L.A.
Wild Bill Kelso, and don't you forget it.
That's the kind of talk I like to hear, boy. That's it. Let me hear your guns.
My guns?
I want to hear what they sound like. Let me hear them.
It'll stay up for a long time.
Sure. Help, I've used less than a quarter of a tank already. Look, we're already over the Riverside County Reservoir.
Army Flash, Army Flash. Post, Riverside County Reservoir. Codename Strawberry. Three single-engine aircraft.
Three single-engine aircraft occurred 5 miles northeast of Strawberry 14 West, high altitude. Strawberry is in sector 14.
No clearance for aircraft in 14. I repeat, no clearance. Request visual information.
Visual information on available.
Hey, you try to contact the aircraft, I'll explain to you.
Tangerine confirmed Strawberry aircraft proceeding west.
Attention all units, condition yellow. I repeat, yellow alert.
I'll give you up.
Oh.
told Joe Stooges. What do you want to do? Put Yamamoto in the White House? The Axis is crawling like a slime all over Europe. I can't believe it. Americans fighting Americans. We've got the lousy Huns to fight.
Lima Bean reporting. Aircraft engine turret east, proceeding west, altitude high.
Lima Bean, Inspector 13.
There's no clearance on 13. Request status on radio contact.
Sir, negative radio contact. Banded aircraft refuses to respond.
Area airport activity negative.
Third and five. Remnant placement down.
Remnant placement down. Condition blue.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that just about wraps up another evening's entertainment here at the Crystal Ballroom in downtown Los Angeles. I hope you enjoyed tonight's program. I'd like to thank all the GIs for helping make tonight's evening such a memorable occasion. Maybe in the future we can have some Negroes come in and we'll stage a race riot right here. Well, this is Sal Stewart saying, I hope you had a good time. We're going to be boogie-woogieing our way right out across soon. So stay tuned to this station and the thing is we'll be back. Have a good time.
This. You can count on this, and I know this for a fact. The Japs do not surrender, and they don't take prisoners. They have only one idea in mind. You know what that is? Do you know what that is, sailor?
No.
To kill, that's right. To kill you, to kill your families, yes. To kill your families, your mothers, your loved ones, your pets, and to keep on killing until they conquer the world. And when they do, you won't be able to speak your free mind. You won't be able to go and worship God in your own way. You won't be able to walk down the main street of your hometown with your best gal on your arm anymore. Look at Santa Claus. Isn't he cute? You think the Japanese believe in Santa Claus? Well, instead of turkey for your Christmas dinner, how would you like to have raw fish heads and rice? You think the Krauts believe in Walt Disney? Yeah, well, was that Mickey Mouse I saw blitzkrieging across France?
No!
Pluto in Poland?
No!
Or Donald Duck at Pearl Harbor?
No!
This time we free the world or we lose it. This time we win or we die trying.
You lay off and try to steer.
What's wrong? What is the
wind? What are you talking about? We got the window of course we're at one.
We are, but we're not.
Cauliflower aircraft, 12 o'clock, proceeding west.
Sector 12, sir. They're heading for L.A.
What about visual information, sir?
Well, with visual information, they're Japs. Let's go to red. Red alert for Los Angeles. Red alert.
Hello! Hello! Hello!
We sure as hell didn't start this war, but by God, we're going to finish it!
Ward, what's all
Somebody's having a party?
Jetzt habt ihr Probleme.
Give me a one-block perimeter.
Yes, sir. What's the plan of action, sir?
Hold the block. You can hold one block, can't you?
It's quiet.
Too quiet.
Target in sight yet, Loomis?
Oh, it will be just soon as I make it through these hills. You hear that?
Yeah.
Somewhere. I guess we're gonna have to knock them out ourselves.
Well, out here, Sarge.
Reese, advance these 60 feet. Call them left. Take up a position on Delcy's light.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Hey, kid, you're the greatest trick foot artist I ever seen. And I've seen them all over the world. Here, just sign right here. 7-year contract.
Where's Betty?
Aren't you off at 75?
Where's Betty?
One out there.
Hey, wait.
Hey, you with the stripes. Hey, you want to be a pal and come help me pick up my ammo? Yeah.
All right.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Okay, forward ho! Gotta drive trajectory on Gumbo!
Look out!
Tommy's.
Tommy's. Sarge!
Right, it's the article of democracy.
Oh, he got knocked on the head. Yeah, we did have a glass head. Look, he's babbling like an idiot.
What are we going to do, Foley? Please, he's been like a father to me, Sarge.
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go home. We're going to paint the scratches on this tank. We're going to put the Sarge to bed. We're going to forget this night ever happened.
Knock out those lights, kid.
Wants me to knock out the lights. You see the mess on the streets? Well, I'm not going to take the rap for this.
Oh, please, they're tap-dancing Yankee Fry Boy from this morning.
Yeah, I know. He's wearing the stripes.
Will it be, Sarge?
Right. Let's knock out these lights! Oh.
Listen, I want you to think about this.
Bombs! I don't hear any bombs. They're up there. If they come all the way from Asia, don't you think they'd bring a few bombs along?
I don't know, sir, but...
But nothing! You can't have an air raid without bombs! Come on! Fly!
Where are we? This is...
Oh, my God, are we in trouble now?
Hey, what the hell are you shooting me for? I'm an American. Can't you tell the difference?
Holy shit, I better get my ass out over the ocean.
Damn axis. What are we going to do?
Defend our homes, Angelo.
How do you expect to do that, Wood?
The army gave me a gun. I think it's high time we used it.
Yeah!
Hello? 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 Scioli doesn't answer.
Christ, it's a sub! Look, you guys, a Jap sub!
Oh. Holy shit, Herb. The dummy's right. Japs. It's a full-scale invasion.
Give me that phone.
No!
I knew it.
Yeah, that's a Japanese Nakajima Type 97. I'm a bigger dummy than he is.
Oh, that's what's going on. That's P-40 Tomahawk. It's one of ours.
Burn it!
In a fair fight.
Stupid. I don't fight fair.
Neither do I.
Hiya, doll.
Hey!
Ocean Amusement Park?
My God, Wally, that's right next door to my parents' house.
Kid, you gotta sing that song.
Come on, Bert. Come on. Sorry, come on. Pass it. Oh, got a nice pass right ahead of you. Pass it. Come on.
Come on
and sing.
Have a drink. Wheel Jeff?
Yeah, wooden Jeff. Cheeto, what do you think? Get me out of here.
What the hell is that?
It appears to be an airplane, sir.
We tried to hold the block, sir. The plane broke through our perimeter.
Head down, Hollywood Boulevard to Highland. Take car and Diesel.
Come on, we're home on your left.
You're right.
The camera's home on your left.
You're right.
The van was home on your left.
You're right.
The dog was home on your left.
You're right.
No, no.
One, two.
No,
oh,
no.
Please,
what's that? It appears to be a large Negro, sir. What's that? A corporal.
Soldier, are you the pilot of that plane?
Yes, sir. Captain Wild Bill Kelso, United States Army Air Corps, sir. And I'm proud to report that I'm the first American to shoot down a Jap plane over the continental United States.
You shot down a Jap plane?
Yes, sir. A Mitsubishi Zero, sir. Got back some of that scrap metal we sold him, sir. Blew the living hell out of him right into the Stone Age.
Sir, we just got a report that a plane went down in the La Brea tar pits.
That's him. That's got to be the one. I told you I shot him down.
Is that a Jap plane, Sergeant?
They don't know, sir.
Of course it was a Jap plane. You don't think I'd shoot down one of our own, do you?
I'm not so sure.
Well, the plane's not important, sir. What's important is the submarine. The sub.
Submarine. Shot down a Jap sub, too.
Well, sir, I could have, though. I have it in my sights. I had that bastard right where I wanted him. And I caught it in the radiator. He's still out there!
What about that plane? There must be a pilot. That is the craziest son of a bitch I ever saw. How many more like him do you think are up there?
Oh, look, a baby wolf. Wait.
You can get into anything. Open up this ammunition.
Yes, sir.
Stevie, round up the neighbors. We're going to need a lot of help getting this gun over to where I can get a clear shot.
Yes,
Macy,
sir.
Stay close.
Yes, sir. That nice soldier told you not to touch the ordnance. Don't you think you should call the Army?
The Army doesn't know what they're doing. I can handle this. Get back in the house.
Of course, you are. You're acting like Errol Flynn.
Joe, damn it. Shut up.
Look, my daddy. I just remembered. I got two guys stuck on top of the Ferris wheel. Somebody's got to get them down.
Fishing. Get on your bike. Get over the amusement pier.
Dad, I got to watch this thing to stop.
It's an order, son.
Yes, sir.
Look, kid. This is the key to the control box of the Ferris.
I know.
Don't touch anything.
I know.
Red or
yeah,
silver.
Right.
Only two.
Okay, everybody, over here. Get on this gun. We got to move it over there. We're seeing a Japanese sub tonight.
Do not push a clip of ammunition into the feed rollers.
Oh, honey, I saw that movie. Watch this.
Come my way, sister.
Son of a bitch stole my tank. First he gets egg on my uniform. Then he steals my girl. Then he steals my tank.
That's the tank I said to get that sump.
Yeah.
Near some amusement park.
Yeah, that's right.
You know where it is?
Yeah, sure.
Good end. Come on, go! God damn it!
Mannschaft zu tauchen. Geben Sie Tauchalarm.
Alle Klappen öffnen.
Perfekt, Captain.
Nicht im Begriff, mein Leben zu verlieren, wegen verrückten japanischen Idealen. Geben Sie sofort den Befehl. Oder ich werde Sie erschießen. Geben Sie den Befehl.
Ein Nippon Tei Kokkai Mua. Kisamono Mere Nado.
Should never pull this hand operating lever to the roof.
Let's get out of here!
Do not restore the lever to its firing position. Do not make sure that this cover is completely closed.
Auf Wiedersehen. That's all right.
And never, ever, under any circumstances, should you disperse. Never, ever, under any circumstances. Foot trigger!
$150 to $200 in fee stack. Did I get him? Close, Ward. Close.
Let's get this back out there. I'll blast him again.
All right.
Get started. Just kiss it.
Don't worry, Ward. Gentle as a baby.
Until I call you.
Oh, my God, that's the wrong switch.
trapped like beavers.
Don't let me go to the same place he goes.
See you! Oh, move, you listen?
Come on! Come here!
Give me that!
What's that?
Here, hold this. Now, Sarge, what is the loading and firing procedure for the 75-millimeter cannon?
There are five basic components.
This is it.
General Motors electric refrigerator.
Okay, what?
One, the Freon compressor.
What?
Two, the Freon tube.
No, no, Sarge.
Three, the power transformer.
No, Sarge, no.
Four.
Sergeant, what happened here?
Sir,
The most suppressing a riot on Hollywood Boulevard last night with our tank. I was struck unconscious. My men, however, received a report about a Japanese sub off the Santa Monica Pier from a downed Army Air Corps captain. They responded immediately, went to the objective, and at about 2,300 hours, they engaged the enemy.
Damage?
The Japanese sunk both our tank and Ferris wheel, sir.
I think we hit the sub. I saw it go down.
I warned you. Not now.
Well, my girlfriend was there because there was this wild man there. And
son, is this a long story?
Yes, sir.
And then save it.
Sir, I'd like to say something. We've been through a lot, all of us. We faced the enemy for the first time last night, right in our own backyards. We came together, put our differences aside, carried on the true spirit of America. I think no matter what happens, what sacrifices we have to face, we can carry forward like Americans. While we're doing our repairs here, I'm going to hang this wreath on my front door. This symbol of Christmas, this symbol of peace. I just want to remind us all that we're not going to let a bunch of treacherous enemy killjoys ruin our Christmas.
I think the really big year is going to be 1942.
It's going to be a long war.
Son of a bitch I ever saw.
On that radio there.
Jesus Christ, it's a sub. Look, you guys, a Jap sub.
You know, I can't beat you in a fair fight.
Sergeant?
Sir, they're rioting in the streets.
Let's get out of here!
Close, Ward. Close.
Yeah, that reminds me. Get them cockroaches back there in that flower sack. Look at that!
Here's a
kill a few cops for me, huh?